Blog Talk Radio.
The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life, Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
It is Wednesday night, April 25th, 2018. Blog Talk Radio Live, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Periscope Live. It's the Great Zach Tate Show. Let me get this situated right here. Every week, you're going to see us make new adjustments because we are live. It's not a situation where we are podcasting and back crazy. Got Lee in the house as the engineer working on equipment again because we get it right for you every single week. So, this week we are discussing the code of conduct. I got a long barrage of current events to go over, and we're going to be discussing issues concerning how are we supposed to conduct ourselves. Who gave us this?
I have nothing this mic.
Who gave us these ways of operating? Who gave us the rules? Who told us how we're supposed to function? So I want to discuss this because some events that take place recently with some rappers is like this generation have no idea what the code of conduct is supposed to be in situations. So I want to be very clear to men, women, and children, and everybody that's close to this broadcasting audience to walk away today more educated in business situations, in their personal life, in situations. Forgive me, y'all. My brother seems to not realize that I have a show every Wednesday. I don't know why my family does this. They like to call in. So what happens is in situations arise, people don't know how to conduct themselves. They don't understand what is the proper code, what is proper ethics, how do I handle myself in situations. Being black in America, this Starbucks situation, I want to discuss the code of ethics. When we're dealing with our household, what is the woman's code of ethics? What is the man's code of ethics? I want to discuss that situation as well. What is the code of ethics for our religious bodies, our political bodies, our educational institutions? What is the code of ethics? So we are covering that tonight. Once we start the show, I need something on my mic. I'm still not getting anything on my microphone. So after this short break, we're going to head off right now with the great...
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
So you could have been anywhere, anytime, with anyone, but you chose to spend this hour with me before we start off every show. My man Ray Ray from around the way, thanks for joining. I want to thank Carmella and Jill and my boy Malik, Mr. King, for joining. We like to start off with our opening right. Let us come to terms with life. Our life is in the own struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle of life. Out of struggle of the now, we will create the human world of the future. The past is approved, the present is received, and the future is open. So, current events. Let me start off with that. This week, first and foremost, let me give a shout out to Meek Mill on Welcome Home. For those of us who knew, you know, what it feels like to not have your liberty. Everybody keeps yelling that Meek Mill is free. He is not free. Freedom is the expression, the ability to exercise one's will at any time that they so choose. He is still under the jurisdiction of Philadelphia. He still has his probation. His case wasn't dismissed. As of the last hour, I haven't heard that. So to my understanding, he was given a bond due to my good friend Joe Tacopina, one of the greatest legal minds of this century, due to Joe Tacopina using his legal skills and influence and pressure. That's the difference between riches and wealth. So, furthermore, I want to give a big shout out to the city of Philadelphia. So, strange dynamics took place, right? We're talking about a rapper who basically, I'm a fan of Meek Mill. Let's be very clear about that. But the truth is the truth. And what we're discussing, I want to thank Olga for tuning in. Mo Blast for tuning in. Ray from around the way for tuning in on Instagram Live. For those of you who are new to the show, we're on Blog Talk Radio right now. 929-477-3213. We are on Instagram Live, and we are on the Periscope app all at the same time, live. It's a live broadcasting, so this is why you see the technical difficulties taking place. So, regarding Meek Mill's situation, we are talking about a rapper whose music basically promotes death, destruction, rebellion, ghetto life, dysfunctional relationships, misogynistic lyrics, right? However, for whatever reason, he has been praised, and I am a fan. I listen to all his music. It's what I work out to. I work out to hip-hop. And when I'm extremely frustrated, I blast hip-hop. So it is amazing to me, though, how the city, the professional teams, have embraced him. And my conclusion, it wasn't so much his message or his music, but it was a clear sign, and I would like our audience to interpret it as this well. It is a clear sign that people are tired of the injustice that we talked about last show when we talked about the criminal justice stuff. So, for a city to go all out, be willing to have raids for the 76ers to send for a helicopter. I saw a video footage where Meek was released from jail, went to the roof, helicopter picked him up. They went somewhere else, went to another helicopter, got him shaped up, got him some clothes, and he was on front row as a special guest, ringing the Liberty bell. Like I said, he has Liberty, wasn't free, at the Sixers game. So now he's being praised in such a way that people are acknowledging, this is my interpretation, people are acknowledging the injustice, and they are glad that some form of reprieve has been granted. Because the same thing that has happened to Meek Mills can happen to me or anyone else. The other thing in speaking of rappers and current events is Donald Trump and Kanye West. So, poor people, I'm getting too much feedback. Poor people, a year ago we did a show before Donald Trump was elected president. I predicted why the possibility existed for him to become president. I expressed why I thought he was going to win the election if he did as a billionaire. So you can replay that show on the Periscope, probably still has it. Maybe download it on YouTube. And check us out on YouTube. Furthermore, if you want to support the IMM brand, Print Mass Media, feel free to download any one of our books, fiction and nonfiction. I'm certain that once you walk away from reading our material, you will have a total different outlook towards life. So now, regarding Kanye West and Trump. So I expressed that the comedian chief, who I call Agent Orange, the Tangerine Man, is a clown. It is my belief that he did not want to be the comedian chief. I will say it every week as long as he's in office. And if you really see his niggardly ways, you will see that he doesn't want to be there either. So now, one thing I can say is, in all honesty, I was thinking about this today, I can't condemn him as a politician yet. I can say he's not fit for the job. I can say he's a buffoon. I can say he has no class. Poor people, I want y'all to be very careful about who you vilify and who you praise. Bill Clinton, as I pointed out, you know, I come from a Republican background. I come from a Republican background because from the beginning of politics and the freedom of slaves, the Republican Party has been a greater advocate for individuals who want to have ownership of this land. If you look at America as a corporation and you form your own business, you will see that you will be allotted privileges that the normal citizen is not allowed, simply because you started a corporation. That corporation doesn't have to make any money. As a matter of fact, it would be advantageous to you to report that you're not making money, because that's the dynamics of how America was set up as a business. The Republican Party has taken care of its business owners. The Democratic Party has taught you that welfare was good, depression is okay, dependency is fine, and it's not a problem. Look for a big government to solve your small problems. So this is why I have a Republican background, because Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey were conservatives. They were conservatives who had an agenda for their people independently and wanted to be left alone. So now here go blacks running around. You know, you call Bill Clinton the first black president, but the Anti-Terrorist Death Penalty Act was a bill that passed and turned into law that incarcerated more African-American males than ever in history. In essence, he reinstituted slavery, and y'all all praise him. So then after him, we understand, like, the Bush era was strictly about money. The Republican agenda was money. Citizens came last. Thereafter, you have Barack Obama, who I did not support as a politician because he had no experience as a politician. But I did support as a black man who has to catch hell and always have to work twice as hard to prove he's half as worthy, because that's my life. But Barack Obama, for you people, he has never come out. He has never stepped up. He has never made or left any last legislation. He didn't open up housing for, he didn't redevelop in neighborhoods. He didn't personally get involved with the over 200 unarmed blacks who was dying, big tanking out. So for him to never, especially with the Castile murder, and it was so close to D.C., you know, he never stepped up and talked about injustices that was going on. So that's my issue with Barack Obama. So where's Trump? Trump is just basically saying, Bubba in the house, big brother tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Invite a friend and let them know the Great Zach Tate Show is on. So for Obama to have never put his foot down about the unarmed shooting, for him to not push the justice, the Department of Justice, DOJ, to implement rules and regulations and sanctions, for him to never get fed the FBI, these are all institutions that are governed by him. For him to never had the FBI go in and say, okay, these police officers are not going to be charged locally, well, we're taking the case up federally, because it's clear when you shoot a man 57 times and kill him and he don't have a gun, there's some injustice going on. And we need to step in and make this federal. Barack Obama never did that. So what harm has Trump done to poor people? He has made a tax against immigrants. Okay. Immigrants kind of underbelly the economic market because they'll do your job twice as much for half the pay, which puts our economy at risk and our jobs at risk. That's what Trump has done. He ain't building no wall. I told you this. This guy's a buffoon. He's an actor. But has he directly done some harm for African-American and Latinos? I don't think so. Kanye West is jumping on it, saying he loves Trump. Let's make America great again. He looked like he cooning. He looked like tap dancing, shoe shuffling to try to get some social leverage or to sell his brand more. Some easy media and commercialism coming his way. Perhaps. I don't know. Maybe he's on drugs. I don't know. But the backlash that I'm getting today from people is like, yo, Kanye's a sellout, Uncle Tom. How so? Demonstrate to me how Donald Trump directly, he said, the whites, damn, all my big brothers tuning in today. Got Bobby on the line. Let me sit up because my big brothers is watching. Make sure I'm presenting myself correctly like they taught me. So we understand that when the Tiki Torch guys came out, Trump made some views. But what about policies? So when you start rating your politicians, I want you to think about what were Obama's policies that benefited you? What were Clinton policies that benefited you? I can't find any. So be careful when you are condemning one person and praising another person, because y'all praise Bill Clinton so much when he single-handedly is responsible for incarcerating over a million African-American males. So with the current events, Kanye jumping out the window, Meek Mill being freed, anything that's hitting home. Manuel, thanks for joining on Instagram Live. Who knows? So right now, after going through current events, we are done with Imprint Mass Media is a group where we are bringing to you edutainment. We educate you through fictional novels, and we educate you through nonfiction on books. So based on our works, it is our goal to be a media empire that has influence in shaping the minds of the youth for the future. In order for us to do that, we need your help. You can support us by going to GoZachGo at GoFundMe, or you can just simply download or purchase our books. Even if you have a Kindle and it's free, you are still helping us by the purchase and the reads and the page reads. Or you can directly, like I said, go to GoZachGo under GoFundMe and just give us a donation, help us out. We will be getting a TV studio and a radio studio to pick up this show so that we can educate the masses. So your help is imperative. I want to thank you all in advance. For those of you joining the show for the first time, we are on Instagram Live, we are on Facebook Live, we are on Periscope Live, and we are on blogtalkradio.com. If you have any issues, 929-477-3213. You can call in. Hopefully our lines are working. We're still getting glitches out. So, code of conduct. What is code of conduct? Each of us are governed by either our integrity, our desires, our fears, our morals, or what have you. Thank you, Big Bob. So, with this moral standard, your ethics, and your value system, it generally governs your decisions. Your fear and your desire generally dictates your movements. So, in your household, you are generally giving a method of understanding if your conduct is in order or not. If you grew up in a certain type of household, when your conduct was out of order, you were disciplined for the display of irrational behavior or anything that would end up being embarrassing to the code of conduct that the family lives by. Your values and code of conduct is generally dictated to by the patriarch, matriarch, or the father, your mother, father, grandmother, whoever's in charge, and everybody respect and lays the law down, because if they you don't listen, you're going to be disciplined. So in doing so, you start learning based on your culture, which can be Islam, Christianity, Jehovah's Witness, whatever, which is another form of Christianity. You learn that this is not how my family conduct themselves. However, as time go on and you begin to socialize, especially if you grow up in an urban environment where you are bombarded by different cultures every day, what you start doing is you start cherry picking. I like this about this culture. I like this about this culture. I like these standards. Or the media influences you. How does the media influence you? For instance, you watch three Godfather movies. You start talking about integrity, code of ethics, honor, and all this other stuff because you're on a hype. Some men has patterned their lives off the influence of these movies and start saying, oh, I could walk away from anything in 60 seconds without a problem because they watch too many episodes of Heat knowing that they're fronting and that's not reality. But my point is the media has a way of impacting your code of ethics. So in knowing how am I supposed to conduct myself as a man, what is it to conduct myself as a woman? When am I out of bounds? Because there's no governing body. It's not like there's a ambassador of leadership of your neighborhood or your Instagram or your Facebook or your personal life that comes in and say, hey, foul, we're going red flag on so-and-so for saying so-and-so or doing such-and-such or sleeping with that man's wife or that, you know, the messiness or what have you. If there's no governing body to dictate your code of conduct, what do you go to? So one of the most major things people go to is religion. There is a fear of God mentioned in Christianity over and over and over. Also in Islam, over and over and over. So if I do this, God is watching. God is going to punish me, or karma. We talk about our code of conduct. We concern ourselves with karma. That's what I talked about earlier with desires and fear. So if you are in a situation that your code of conduct is dictated by fear, it is because somebody has influenced you in a way where you have been indoctrinated to believe that if you conduct yourself a certain way, the spirits or the forces, the universe, or God is going to send back that same negative energy tenfold. Or you can personally harness certain energies, think negative, give fuel to it, and it comes back and harm you. So from that fear, you conduct yourself in a certain dynamics. But what we are dealing with 2018, we're dealing with a non-television, non-cell phone, non-media, computer, technology, influence, indoctrinating a generation to a complete, a generation that is completely indoctrinated and programmed by media and technology. How do we tell our children they are supposed to conduct themselves a certain way when we are not present? Where will the influence come from if they are being bombarded by images and messages every day with the phone in their hand? How do we as parents tell them this is what's right and what's wrong, especially when if we are poor and our code of conduct has never allowed us to benefit, we have not benefited. So what we all do is we envy the wicked, right? Look at those who have the billions, and we say, well, this is what they do. It has gotten so bad that this generation will judge a person's value. They'll say something like, yeah, Jay-Z pants be sagging, he be showing his ass, but he worth $100 million. I don't understand how it has to do with if what he's doing, his conduct, is correct or not. And it's starting to be where the individuals with the wealth are becoming the leaders. They have always been the rulers. The billionaires have been the rulers. But now the little people with the money are dictating to our youth what is the code of conduct. Sorry that I have to bring up another rapper, but there's a rapper, for those who y'all don't know, his name is J. Cole. J. Cole is what we would call a woke rapper, individual who he may not always speak positive lyrics. However, the messages in his lyrics will have an effect on you where you are socially examining what is wrong with yourself and others. Joseph, thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live, on Instagram, Rob, The Real Deal, Dinkin, Clay, Ayana, and Pack Leader. Thank y'all for joining in. So feel free to comment. Feel free to send hearts, send love. Let me know what's going on with y'all. If y'all disagree with anything that I'm saying or you think I'm missing something, feel free to leave your comments. We are on Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, and blogtalkradio.com. www.thegreatzachtayshow.com as well. So if our children is being influenced by the media and social media, if you as an adult are being influenced by social media, if we all have the same cohesion programming going on, how you know how to conduct yourself? So with J. Cole, with these positive images, he shot out a rapper, and you know, these young rappers, they got their heads in different colors, they taking drugs, and they just talking literal nonsense. But that's their time. I don't disagree. Every generation has their thing and their time. That's their thing. It's their time. They'll do what they have to do. However, he made his entire audience yell at the top of their lungs, fuck J. Cole, fuck J. Cole. And they started chanting. And as young people, they thought this was cool. For older people in perspective, saying, you're not paying no homage to the people that made this easier for you to be a success. You have no respect whatsoever. And now it's a trend for the younger lyrical artists, because I refuse to call them rappers or hip-hop artists, no lyrical artists to disrespect rappers. Should there be a physical consequence? Well, here's the thing. When your code of conduct is out of line in big cities, there's written and unwritten codes that you know to follow. And if your conduct is not in alignment with those codes, what generally happens is your physical being is harmed or threatened. Why is violence so effective? Violence is so effective because the effects are long-lasting. It is not something that you can look over when you have suffered physical harm. It stays with you. It's a long-lasting lesson. Fear dictates to you, unless you are free for pain, not do this. So should it end in gunfire? No, but what it makes me realize is that these youngsters do not understand a code of ethics. The hardest part of the whole thing, and what prompted me to make this topic this week, is that all these younger rappers are on labels of people my age. The owners of those labels are my age. The ones that they're OGs, dictating their streams are my age. So now, this is my analysis of it. Once again, we have individuals who have no standards in code ethics being a force in the media. When they are forced in the media, my position is that they own a company that disseminates information out, sends information out through songs, movies, or otherwise, right? These individuals, based on their lack of ethics and greed, are saying, I will go against what I was taught my entire life and push this out to make a dollar. Maybe it's best that I not control this rapper and calm him or her down. Let the controversy bring more traffic and streaming and money to us. So we could sell out our older rappers. We could violate the code of conduct. We could disrespect women. We could minimize value of women because it's financially beneficial. We can disrespect our ancestors. We can get on a stage. I saw a young lady get on a stage at a social media forum, and she was saying how black people love to be victims, and y'all still talking about Jim Crow and slavery, and y'all wasn't even alive during this time, and y'all still talking about it. Well, no one had the audacity, the gumption, the intestinal fortitude to stand up. Juice, what's up? Thanks for tuning in. No one had the intestinal fortitude to stand up to that young lady and say, hey, dumbass, you are still feeling the effects of Jim Crow, slavery, segregation, so on and so forth. And while you are still feeling the effects of segregation, you still feeling the effect of slavery, you still feeling the effects of white privilege, this is why the discourse is going to continue. This is why we can keep talking about victimization with no reparations. We can still talk about that. So her ability and her platform was like, look, white people like me, I don't want to ruffle no feathers because I agree with you. Of course, black people know that the victimization thing is just not cool. However, it does not negate the fact that for 50 to 100, no, a couple hundred years, it was illegal for you to get an education and do better for yourself. And to this day, the veil of suspicion can't be removed because we're still getting gunned down without any recourse on these police officers. And the minute people start talking about shooting their ass back, you same good old black folks start saying, no, we have to be nonviolent. So make up your mind. So the code of conduct in these situations, how are a group of people supposed to conduct themselves when they are constantly victimized? So let me start from the top. This is Zach's code of conduct as the ambassador and the OG and whatever name you want to give me. Because it is clear that we as OGs, old heads, older people are not doing enough in chin-checking and representing what manhood and womanhood is. We are not doing our job when we see these young people. We not educate them harshly or unharshly. And we don't see the purpose anymore in checking them. We don't see it as a sense of duty anymore to take care of every single black and Latino woman we see. That don't mean we got to sleep with them to take care of them. We see they in need, we can help them, we help. That's a code of conduct. So let me start with the men. Men have forgotten how to conduct themselves as men because they are constantly bombarded every day and reminded why they shouldn't be men. Our women have found it exciting to bash us. They have invested a whole lot of social equity along with time in bashing us, due to the disappointment. They don't acknowledge that there are institutions, entities, and people who are constantly working against men striving and getting ahead. We are too much of a risk because we have demonstrated we are invincible. If you want to know how invincible we are, go out and order We the Blacks so you can learn. AIDS haven't stopped us. Cocaine, heroin, incarceration, slavery, war, mental illness, and the police department has not been able to destroy the black man. We still here. We still multiplying. We don't die, we multiply. So we are the abominable to a certain group of people. So it's better to deal with our women and hire our women instead of us. It's less conflict. They can do whatever they want to do to you. It's not a problem. So now, in the code of conduct has been, what I want to send a message to every male that's watching this. You have a duty. You have a duty first and foremost to yourself. What are you seeing? What is your daily code of conduct, and how is it helping you better yourself and leave a legacy behind? Because if you're getting up every day and you're not adding to your vision, you're not adding to your prosperity, and you're not leaving a legacy so your great-great-grandson can know your name, you ain't shit. You ain't doing shit. You ain't about shit. And you just in the way. Because either you're going to lead by example, you're going to follow great example, or you just in the way. So as a man, you must have to at some point acknowledge that I have to conduct myself a certain way. We cannot allow the youth to dictate to us how we dress. We not kids no more. Am I putting a limit on your freedom of expression? No, I am not. I'm simply saying that if you are going to conduct yourself, it's time that people start acknowledging that as soon as you walk in the door, because you clean. You ain't got to be fresh. You ain't got to have brand new nothing, but you clean. Your teeth is right. Your grooming is in order. Your speech, your spirit, and your patience with other people is impeccable. These are the foundation of your code of conduct. When you understand how you, as a man in this world, affects the rest of the world, you will be more mindful of your conduct. Because your conduct has caused us to go into a sunken place. To go into a sunken place where the youth are completely confused. The males don't know if they're female, don't know if they're men, don't know where they're going, don't understand the importance of focus, don't understand the importance of legacy. They dying their hair, they mimicking their mamas. They grew up in single family households, so they mimic the stuff they mama do, so much so they want a male lover like their mama had. Now, homosexuals might want to jump on a bandwagon and say, Zach, why do you have a problem if a boy want to sleep with another man? Well, let me be clear about this. Where you push your private parts is none of my business, as long as it's on your turn and it's responsible. And hopefully you're enjoying it. It's none of my business. However, when males start sleeping with males, the ability for males being ahead of households, males raising children, males multiplying as a race, males showing other males what it means to be a man. So this is my own issue with homosexuality. My opinion ain't stop nobody from freaking off. You kinky, that's your business. I don't care. But let's not act like it's not going to have an impact when women can't have husbands and it's already 7-1 and y'all don't want to practice polygamy. The minute I start talking polygamy talk, y'all want to kill me. Meanwhile, it's 7-8 women at home lonely, not knowing how to make their sons into men, because black women are not going to say, I'm going to put my selfishness to the side. We need to uniform and join sisters, because we have a man that we're going to hold accountable to be the head of our family and raise 3 and 4 families at the same time. Because quite frankly, yeah, I got 3 or 4 baby moms, 9 kids all over the place. Your money would be much better if it was under the same roof. But that's a different code of conduct for a different show. Men, your code of conduct should be dictated that you are doing something every day that is leaving legacy for other men to know how to be better men. Women. A woman said to me, you know, men are continuing to just not be shit. I said, why do you say that? She said, because men are going to cheat and lie and scheme and hurt women. My response was, women must stop lying to themselves about the men they want to date. Your code of conduct in dating, Jigo, Damski, your code of conduct in dating Africans in America, you must understand, when you ask my their background, you must understand the trauma that comes with who they are. You must accept that they are the enemy of all other races. You must understand the amount of pressure it is on him every day by other women. Woman told me, an executive woman told me yesterday, you too sexy to have a job. What is she saying? You see the physicality of me and figure I should be pimping or some woman should be taking care of me. If I let that gas me up and go home to my queen and my queen say something or do something I don't like, I start, if I was a child, and turn sexy to be here. I'm out. The code of conduct of men should be that we're not allowed to be deadbeat dads. So women, when you're meeting these men and you ask him how many children he has, why are you not holding them accountable? Why are you not saying, I can't have a child for you because you already got several kids and it's demonstrated that you're not going to take care of them? So in my argument to the woman, I said, don't blame men, blame God. Oh, my God. She's a Christian. Don't know the word. Don't study the word. But she studied the pastor, as most blacks do. I told her, if she lines up 10 women in front of every hotel room door, and they all ovulating, one man can get all those women pregnant in 24 hours. One man can get all those women pregnant in 24 hours. And he can continue to do this for the rest of his life because God made him that way. God made him able. If you believe in God as much as y'all say y'all do, and y'all believe God is the perfect plan as much as y'all say y'all do, make it that one man can impregnate an entire city. But when one woman gets pregnant, she's pregnant for a whole year and cannot reproduce at all during that whole time. Why? Is it clear that men are supposed to be with multiple women? Is it clear that a man's nature and desire is supposed to be for more women? That's another show. But women, in your code of conduct, sexually, when you are a bunting upon men going through the courting stages, or just simply choose that he's sexy, I'm going to let him get some. You have to understand your code of conduct is dictated to him. He don't dictate to you. You have to understand that if you want a long-term relationship, with a man, then playing house is not an option. Then the in and out is not an option. The he leave for 4 months, come back is not an option. Your code of conduct must reflect what your goal is so that you can build a legacy. We as a people are not conducting ourselves in a way that is bringing out the best part of who we are. Let me tell you how to do it. It requires discipline. Your physical composition must be in accordance with legacy building. How you build a legacy you can't even perform? When high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes got you, you ain't even making the effort to reverse it. You ain't even drinking more water. How black and Latinos still drink soda is amazing to me. But that's another show. Your code of conduct should reflect what your goals are. Could y'all please stop working against us, man? Because any day that you step out and participate in activity that's against your goals, you're working against yourself. You're hustling backwards. You cannot tell me you want to be productive and engage activities every single day. Your code of conduct is off. So as men, once again, allow me to repeat, your code of conduct is at all times you are being an example of what is the other men and all women. Is your women, your mothers, your sisters, your brother, at any time that they need help, it is your job to help them. It is your job to display to them. It's your job to bring back some jewelry. Let's start opening doors again. Let's start holding car doors open again. Let's start pulling out chairs, pushing chairs in. Let's start saying yes, no, thank you. Let's start evaluating how you are treating your better half. Y'all calling them queens and treating them like bitches. When y'all calling them bitches, y'all not seeing that they're a reflection of you. You're just calling yourself a bitch because your code of conduct is out of whack. We got to pull this together. Nobody else going to do it for you. With parenting, your code of conduct in parenting cannot continue to be allowing technology to raise your children. Video games, TV. I told the lady that my kids have never been able to watch television during the week. On their phone, on a TV, on their laptop, nothing. She thought I was crazy. No video games after they do their homework? Hell no. This ain't no entertainment. Every day, they get up, they go to work every day. They are my investment. That is my code of conduct. Don't mean to have to be yours, but I think if I show my children that I am investing and expect a return, then they are always in the back of their mind knowing that their actions is going to be held accountable. Who is holding you accountable? Can't nobody hold you accountable with all these video cameras around here. Anybody can do whatever they want to be today because the cops is going to be there in 5 minutes. So since nobody else can hold you accountable, when you going to start holding yourself accountable? Do you really need one more Big Mac? Your ass is fat as all outdoors. You keep getting fatter and fatter, refuse to do just a little more, killing yourself slowly, but yet you pull another McDonald's drive-thru. That's what a conduct is not normal. It is not helping you be your best self. At work, the code of conduct. Wives have at-work husbands that they fighting over at work, in the workplace. Y'all answer phones with attitudes. Without the customer, you can't get a check. No customer, no pay. No pay, you don't get paid. But you forget that because your code of conduct is not beneficial towards getting more customers to pay more so you can get paid more. You despise your boss because they built the company, simply because they the boss. Your code of conduct needs to be addressed. At work, at home, in your church, your code of conduct. I asked a question on Facebook this morning. I tell you, you Christians, y'all never answer my questions. I'm a Christian. I'm just a different type of Christian. I want to know somebody went into the church broke. You walked in the church broke. And based on what you learned on Sunday sermons, you pulled together and gained some riches, some financial riches. Your housing situation changed. Your kids' education situation changed. You had the benefit and luxury more free based on being put on the pulpit. Somebody tell me how your church has made your finances and legacy better. Tell me. I keep seeing the same poor people telling me, trust in God, have hope in God, and I keep seeing the same churches get bigger and bigger, and the pastors getting more wealthy. We got to hold our governing bodies and church accountable. Y'all got hip-hop, frankly, Bevy and Maze, blasting all in a church sermon, and joy and pain and sunshine and rain and trying to make it a gospel song. Foul. Foul blot. Something you cannot afford to do. It's not in accordance with the word. If you don't follow the word, you don't want to get in order, then your code of conduct. You don't want to change your code of conduct, remove yourself from the congregation. I'm not even going to start getting into how y'all dressing going to church. How you sagging in church, homie? This is what I want to know. How are you sagging in church? Conducts. The only way for us to cure it. What is the solution? What is the overall solution? The overall solution is each of us checking each of us through questions or through statements. I would like to know, my man, when you coming in the house of the Lord, why are you showing us your underwear? I would hope that if you consider this the house of the Lord and God is watching, you want to be on your best behavior and give your best presentation. That's it. That's all it is. Through question, you will give it correction. Or, my man, it's not tolerated. I told you I want to tell a story about a FedEx worker. FedEx worker had a Yankee fitted on, a do-rag underneath, with his FedEx pants sagging, coming to deliver a package at my house. Okay. After getting the strap and answering the door with my head peeked out, my first question is, what are you doing here? He's like, yo, FedEx, I can't deliver a package. You don't deliver no package to my house looking like that. Go in there, pull your pants up, take your do-rag off, take the fitted off, and show me how you represent FedEx if you come to my house. He left with the package. But who else ever put about his code of conduct? Because our code of conduct is just so laissez-faire, man. And I'm begging anybody that can hear this or watch this to start addressing your code of conduct. If people don't add to your life, remove them. If you are speaking and acting in such a way that is not helping your overall goal and legacy building, empire building, wealth, or better health, your code of conduct is out of order. If you are settling in relationships, your other half is not making you better. That's the number one rule when you get in a relationship. How can this person make me better? I don't care how good they taste. I don't care how good they feel. I don't care how good they smell. Get the fuck out your feelings and stop dealing with your emotions and your perceptions and start dealing with your survival. How does this person help me survive better in life? How do they give me a clear state of mind so I can be a better me? How do they support and motivate my visions, my desires, and my business? If they don't, they don't need to be in your life. Don't put yourself through that talk. You don't want to go that every day. Because every time you look at them, you're going to start resenting them. Everything they want to do, when you don't know what to do with them, reach out. Whatever you don't know in life, ask. It's just that simple. You don't know, find out who knows. Look at the person who has perfected what you want to do. Tap them on the shoulder and say, excuse me, can you tell me how to do this? Also, something my accountant told me yesterday, Google is your friend. Google it. We didn't have Google and YouTube and Yahoo and all this other stuff when I was growing up. You don't know something? Google it. And then research it if you really need to know, because Google probably just going to feed you some more indoctrination. But we have to. It is imperative that we evaluate our code of conduct on a daily basis and making sure that what we do, say, live, eat is always added to the betterment of who we are, what our goal is, what our legacy is, what type of empire are we building. You don't know how to build an empire? Find me, Great Zach Tate on everything. Great Zach Tate on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, everywhere. Great Zach Tate. Send me a question. 929-477-3213. I don't know if my phone lines are working. I got 2 minutes left and 29 seconds. I want to thank everybody for joining in this week. I want to thank y'all for y'all support on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Kuso65, God Pata. I think that's Ruler that's tuned in. Author Sage Young, for your support. Over here, my man Chamsky, Chigo, Danita Hill, Tamika Mimi Melvin, thank you for watching. On Periscope Live, Doshvidanya for my Russian fellas. Assalamu alaikum to my brothers in Saudi Arabia that's always shouting me out across the world. I'm waiting for y'all to send me a ticket. Oh, speaking of that, on Periscope, for my brothers overseas, I'm trying to do some speaking engagements in France. And I want to talk to the youth in France about the future of the world and the power they have in it. I need all expenses paid for my entourage, which consists of three other people. So book me some tickets, some hotel rooms, and line up some speaking engagements. Just reach out to the boss, Elisa Gabrielle, and get me over in France. I need to get to France. So God bless you all. I thank y'all for tuning in. This is Great Zach Tate. See y'all next week. Tune in.
You've been listening to The Great Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life, Real Faith Media in conjunction with Elisa Gabrielle Entertainment. Thank you for listening to the Real Life, Real Faith Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Walk over and look.
I was trying to see. I didn't know if it was there because I was looking over here. I'm like, oh, that number's counting.
Right there. Yeah, and I was shouting it out.